Welcome, ECD learners, to the Education Zone, a program brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. With me, your teacher, Miss Chijiri, in our mathematics and science lesson. In this lesson, you'll need counters like stones, bottle tops, sticks, or any ICT gadgets. Adults at home, you are free to assist. In our last lesson, boys and girls, I gave you homework. I asked you to look outside and tell your parents the type of weather for the day. I'm sure some said the weather is rainy. In other areas, I'm sure you said it is cloudy. Also, in other places, you said it is windy. And finally, some of you said it is sunny. Well, if you got it correct, well done. Today, we will talk about subtraction. During this lesson, we will learn how to minus or to take away and to count what is left. Stand up, boys and girls. I want us to sing a short rhyme. I will sing first and we will sing together. Listen up. One finger up, one finger down. One finger pointing up and down. Two fingers up, two fingers down. Two fingers pointing up and down. Three fingers up, three fingers down. Three fingers pointing up and down. Four fingers up, four fingers down. Four fingers pointing up and down. Five fingers up, five fingers down. Five fingers pointing up and down. Now, boys and girls, I want us to sing together from one up to five. Let's go. One finger up, one finger down. One finger pointing up and down. Two fingers up, two fingers down. Two fingers pointing up and down. Three fingers up, three fingers down. Three fingers pointing up and down. Four fingers up, four fingers down. Four fingers pointing up and down. Five fingers up, five fingers down. Five fingers pointing up and down. Well, that was exciting, right? Yes, you can sit down. Boys and girls, let me tell you a short story. This story is about Jenny and five cups of tea. Jenny was washing five cups of tea. She failed to hold one properly and dropped it, and it broke. Oh, poor Jenny. She had to take away the broken cup and she remained with four cups. Jenny kept on washing the cups. The cups were heavy and she dropped another one. Now she had to take away again. How many cups do you think Jenny was left with? Yes, three cups. Jenny was afraid of breaking another one. So she put them in a dish and counted. There were three cups left. As she was washing and drying the cups, she dropped another one again. Oh, poor Jenny. She had to take it away again. She remained with only two cups. And she was now crying. But mother said, Do not worry. We will buy some more cups next week. But Jenny, always remember to be careful when handling things. That is the end of our story. From the story, boys and girls, how many cups did Jenny have at the beginning? I'm sure you said 5. That's correct. So, what was happening as Jenny kept on breaking the cups? They were getting fewer and fewer and fewer. When she had 5 cups and broke 1, how many were left? Yes, 4 cups were left. When she dropped another one, how many did she remain with? Yes, 3. You remember she dropped another one as she was drying the cups? How many did she remain with at last? Yes, Jenny remained with 2 cups. If you said 2, you are correct. Very good. Well, boys and girls, when you are subtracting, you will be taking away or leaving a few with you. For example, if you have 2 bananas and you give your friend 1, how many do you remain with? If you said you remain with 1, you are correct. So, to take away is to remove. Yes, I will repeat. To take away is to remove. Now, remember I said you should have counters. Take the 5 counters. Let us count them together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, we have got 5 counters with us. From our 5 counters, let us take away 1. Can we count what is left? Let's count together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very good. If you have 4 counters, you are correct. From the 4 counters you now have, take away another one. How many counters do you remain with? Can you count? Yes, 3. You remain with 3 counters. If you have 3 counters, you are clever. From the 3 counters you have, now take away 2. Take away 2 counters from the 3 counters that you have. Now, how many do you remain with? Yes, the answer is 1. You remain with 1 counter. You are doing very well. Well done, boys and girls. This is what we call subtraction. I want you to say after me again. To subtract is to take away. Well, boys and girls, do you still remember the song we sang at the beginning? Well, boys and girls, do you still remember the song we sang at the beginning? Let us sing it again. Stand up, all of us. Stand up, everybody. Let us sing again. One finger up, one finger down. One finger pointing up and down. Two fingers up, two fingers down. Two fingers pointing up and down. Well, boys and girls, this lesson was very exciting, right? In our next lesson, we will learn how to subtract from 1 up to 10. Wow, that will be more exciting. Now I want you to repeat what we have done. Over and over again, so that you do not forget. For your homework, take your 5 counters. You take away each counter at a time and count. Have an adult check if you are counting correctly. I'll repeat your homework again. Take 5 counters and you take away each counter at a time. Then you count what is left. Have an adult check if you are counting correctly. Well, it is now time to say goodbye. This is me, your teacher, Miss Chijiri. Bye-bye. Stay home and stay safe.